Hey, it's Matt Blake here, Director of Digital Broadcast. Just jumping in. If you're enjoying the SoCal Sound Sessions, it means that you already love what the SoCal Sound does. So there's no better way to stay informed than signing up for the SoCal Sound email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. And it's so easy. You just go to thesocalsound.org, go to the top, and sign up for the email newsletter. Again, go to thesocalsound.org and sign up for the email newsletter. It's so easy. And while you're there, maybe consider becoming a subscribing member. thesocalsound.org.
I'm going to start off this session how we always do. We are a listener-supported public radio station here in Southern California. If you can, please protect public media now and donate at thesocalsound.org. We're here in our studio. We got a live session. We're going to get some great live music from Allie and AJ. So let's listen and watch the first song, and we'll talk to the band right after this.
Choose a valley ridge under harvest moon. There you go. That was great live in our studio, a great live version of Lasso, which is off the brand new record, available. You know, as we talk here in the studio, it's been out for a couple of months now. It is called Silver Deliverer from Allie and AJ. How are things?
Good.
We're happy to be here. We literally...
Jinx.
Yeah. You were just saying off the air you didn't want to talk at the same time.
I know, we already did it.
We should have harmonized that.
And now we're doing it. You all have been, certainly you're both very creative individuals and sort of committed to the arts and given your life to music and performing. And, you know, to think that Allie and AJ has been putting out music for 20 years has got to be crazy to think about for you. Yeah?
It is. It's wild. I mean, we started so young. We got signed at a really young age, and it's been an amazing journey. I mean, there have definitely been ups and downs, but we have remained incredibly close throughout all of it. Like, that's the beauty to me, is that our relationship's never been tarnished, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to really work on, you know, where we want the sound of our music to go and what direction we want to head in visually and sonically. And I think we've really accomplished right now what we want to achieve with this record, which mm-hmm. makes me really happy.
So our listeners are probably familiar with What It Feels Like, and that's something off the new record. There was a previous song called Pretty Places, which we had been playing for a period of time as well.
Off the touch of the beat. Yeah.
I like Next to Nothing just because of the California references, you know?
Sure.
And again, I told you off the air, you know, we get serviced with singles all the time, and it's really hard to sit down and listen to a full-length record, you know, doing what we do here at the radio station. But in preparation for this interview, I listened to the record, and I feel like it's an album that I could listen to a lot, and you know, from front to back. And then this morning, my coworker over here, Tristan, says, "Did you know it was produced by Jonathan Wilson?" Which is amazing. Now, when I describe him, I tell him he was sort of the tip of the spear with the resurgence of the old Laurel Canyon sound type of thing, Dawes and Father John Misty, whatever. How did you connect with him? And you know, tell me about the process of putting this record together. It is so good.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you've been getting a lot of compliments with the album. It's really amazing. Yeah, so congrats.
Thanks.
But how did Jonathan Wilson thing come together?
I got him on Instagram.
Yeah, we just slid into his DMs.
We're just huge fans.
Yeah, huge fans. And he happened to respond. And I think that the thing that made us reach out to him was, I think, just knowing that he's made so many great records outside of his own as an artist himself. That we really responded to, you know, Margaret Price's record and Angel Olsen and Father John Misty stuff.
Sure.
We were just fans of, and we just loved how it sounded, you know, sonically.
He's a really, like, casual person. Like, he doesn't take anything too seriously. So I feel like when we were like, "Hey, do you want to meet?" He was like, "Sure, I'll meet you guys. Like, let me listen to the music."
Right.
And he was like, "I dig it." And so we met, we wrote some songs together. And then next thing you know, we were like 8 songs deep, just over a week of writing. And he was like, "I'd love to produce it."
Were you seeking a new sort of sound, you know, sonically? Or did you think he would be just a good complement for what you guys already, you know, envisioned?
I think it was a mix. Like, I think it was us wanting to, like, root ourselves even deeper in the sound that we kind of, were continuing in with Love From. And I think we wanted the music to kind of head in that direction and veer slightly away from the pop sound.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, for whatever reason, we just thought maybe Jonathan is a guy that would deliver that kind of sound for us.
Right.
And so, I think it really came out in the songwriting. That's when we started to really realize, like, oh yeah, this is a great partnership because it's so effortless to write with him.
I feel like everybody has a Jonathan Wilson story. I'll spare you mine for another time. Again, Allie and AJ in our studio right now. We're going to get to some more live music in just a second. The website, allieandaj.com. People could buy the record. People could get the merch. There's a couple of shows in September in Los Angeles at the Ford.
That's and right. Then, September 19 and 20.
And then November, Santa Barbara, San Diego, which is very cool.
We'll end it at the Arlington, which will be really cool.
Originally from Southern California, born and raised, or born and left and came back?
Born and left and
born
came
and
back.
Born and left and came back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Born again.
Yeah.
No, we literally went Torrance, Seattle, Valley.
So Pacific Northwest, you know,
okay.
kids through and through.
Did you come back to pursue music or entertainment?
It was really, I mean, it wasn't for that reason.
No, it was mainly just due to family life, like our dad and his business. He's mm-hmm. had a company out here for years. Mm-hmm. So we all moved back as a family because of him, really. Mm-hmm. And then the industry kind of sought us out. It was kind of a no-brainer. Yeah, it was cool. Born here.
Love that. Yeah. You're local, and apparently you're supporters and big fans of the SoCal Sound.
It's on all the time in our car.
It's been said that your mom was a musician, and did she sort of guide you in this direction a little bit, perhaps?
It definitely inspired us, I think, in terms of, you know, she's a really strong vocalist, writer.
Music in the house.
Music always. In the house had really good taste, really inspirational when it came to Allie and I wanting to get out there and sing. She really helped give us that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But never a professional musician. Yeah, just kind of did it for fun.
And then we, you know, I think once we started talking, that led to singing, and then that led to us, you know, picking up an instrument, and then the songwriting kind of.
Yeah, as soon as we picked up the guitars, we started
Which was at an early age,
12,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Yeah. Speaking of the website, before I forget, you know, there is the merch, and again, people could buy the record, but dude, the ultimate audiophile experience, so this is a large package for a fan of Allie and AJ, you know, and
it's a reel-to-reel.
I think there's a few that are still left. I know, we're kind of crazy.
We only made 10. We're wacky, but...
Well, these days, you got to have a cassette tape, apparently. A lot of people are doing that,
really well.
Right?
People you know, cassettes.
Yeah, and the reel-to-reel is included in the package as well.
Right.
But the vinyl looks amazing, you know, the colors and everything and all
We've
of that.
We've put in, I mean, we have with every album cycle that comes out, but we put in a lot of heart and soul in the, not only sonics, but the look of how every
packaging.
Sure,
packaging,
right.
And they're pressed in London at the Vinyl Factory, which they have just a huge history of pressing some incredible albums over the years.
Right.
They're always really collaborative with us.
Yeah.
When it comes to color.
Oh, cool.
What's going to speak to the record?
Yeah. And if something isn't right, they're like, well, we got to start the process over again and, you know, repress. So we're just grateful that, you know, we've now been lucky enough to be printing all of our vinyls with them since like
2020.
No, even sooner.
No, before that, you're right.
Like 2018, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, 2017.
So it sounds like you've really, you know, you take ownership of the entire creative process, the music, the visuals, how you present yourselves, you know, to the public. You know, I can't imagine that's always been the case. I mean, you started out as young teens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have that control at the beginning. I mean, not that it felt like we were out of control, but we were just younger, and so therefore... Our focus wasn't on some of those things within our own business and just understanding how it worked. I think a lot of it was like, you know, we wanted to make music and tour and have fun and not think about any of the serious stuff. Whereas now, you know, we're a little more deep in the weeds, I think just because of age.
No one was really shutting us out of it. It was more just lack of knowledge. It's like you grow and you get older and you feel more confident to get involved.
Sure, love invested. That. And you learn and absolutely. I get that. Speaking of growing into who you are today, and again, we got to get to some music and we'll do that in just a second here. But you kind of took a hiatus for a period of time, changed the name of the band briefly. And, you know, I had read that, you know, coming back, you really felt like we're adults now. And it's sort of a different vibe, and maybe there was a different approach to writing and recording. Is that true?
Yeah, I think we were a little lost, trying to find the sound of who Allie and AJ were as adult women and not as teenagers.
Sure.
Which is when we started. And so I think for us, part of that was trying to shed the name, but I don't think that necessarily did it. I think it was really just taking time away from the music, living our lives, focusing on our acting careers.
And realizing the name had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And just being like, that's who we are.
And then finding some really great collaborators that we did some writing with. Mike Elizondo was kind of someone who brought us into his fold. It was someone that we had collaborated with when we were quite young.
Mike Anziger.
Yeah, and we kind of went to people like that we really trusted and just said, hey, we want to kind of get back to music. Like, point us in the right direction. We need some help. Be a compass to us, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, we were able to really kind of find the sound. And even though the two EPs that we put out were definitely more pop-leaning and kind of electronic, we needed part of that journey to bring us to where we are now with Silver Deliver, which just feels like it's so us.
Yeah, definitely.
And it is so good, I gotta tell you, once again. Let's get back into the music. We're gonna get a great live version of what it feels like. So a brief, you know what, let's not do that. Let's just go to the music. Okay. It is what it feels like. It's Ali and AJ here in our studio on the SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
Don't sweat costly vehicle repairs this summer. Instead, donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat that's been taking up space in your garage or driveway to the SoCal Sound today, and help keep the best radio content and the SoCal Sound sessions on the air for years to come. It takes just a couple minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, and the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Go to thesocalsound.org, click support, or call 877-527-6123.
All right, back to it in our studio. We've already heard a live version of Lasso, as well as What It Feels Like from Allie and AJ, right here in our studio on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Maybe a little backstory on that particular song, What It Feels Like.
What It Feels Like. Yeah,
what does it all mean?
I mean, being women in this business is not easy. And, you know, we've now been doing this, like you said, for 20 years. So we have some experience with just the struggles of kind of coming into our own, being accepted as women.
Coming to terms with aging. And
yeah. And
feeling just the okay in the moment we're in, mm-hmm. you know, and confident. Mm.
We wanted to write a song about it. We had never really written a song about that subject matter specifically, which is funny given that we are women. But I guess it just shows you that's how... that's how much it's not talked about, or it's still kind of a taboo thing. But we wanted to, write a song for all the women out there that are going through a moment of change and to really embrace that change, and that it doesn't have to be a bad negative thing, that you're getting older and that maybe now you have children or you're choosing not to have kids, or, you know, you're going through a big job change
or a divorce or whatever.
And just kind of embracing those moments, that it's not something that should be shamed in our society.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Just
you wake up one day and all of a sudden you're an adult.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You know, it is wild. It is crazy. I did want to ask you about, you know, you've done some advocacy over the years. There was something that you did, I think in 2020. It was Up All Night with Allie and AJ. Is that something that you may do in the future? And again, for the uninitiated, what was Up All Night all about?
I mean, we literally stayed up all night. And
it was a 24-hour live stream. I mean, this was peak COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the stream went completely kaput. We actually we were able to film the stream, but there was an issue with the live broadcasting portion of it. So Allie and I then had to stay up all night, literally, to narrate the stream online.
Yeah.
So we ended up going online, airing all the footage, and then commentating with fans in real time for 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. I mean, the back and forth
was really
hilarious.
Fun. I don't think we'd do it again because it was a lot. I don't think we realized how much it took.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But we played with our band. And
we played live shows. We
read an old script.
Read an old script.
I mean, it was weird.
Out loud.
It was funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, did some really interesting, bizarre things, hoping that, I mean, we wanted material that would last us 24 hours. We weren't able to fully... nail that, but no, I think we hit a 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
Oh, and was that a charity event, or was that just to reach out and engage
the charity
your
fans? Of Allie AJ.
I think there was a charity element.
No, there was a charity element attached. We did some stuff around it with Trevor Project, but it was really something to kind of just influence fans and get people excited again about live entertainment, because COVID was such a downer moment in that time. Let's do something online that could maybe connect us with the people we love.
Some musicians, as you saw, were really creative engaging their fans on the internet.
Very.
And, like, some of them had never done it previously, and all of a sudden it's like, what do we do now? And then they take to Instagram and Facebook or whatever, and they're creating original content, and then all of a sudden, after they have more fans now. It's crazy.
Totally.
Like,
in a weird way, COVID for some people was like...
Yeah.
A good moment for them to really kind of self-express through the internet in a way that they weren't maybe doing before.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to do something that felt communal. You know, we were really missing that.
Right.
And missing the road.
Yeah, remember that first gig that you played live after the pandemic and how wonderful that was?
I mean, one of the first gigs was Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy.
We opened up the set. It was we were the first set of the day, opened up the main stage. It was incredible. It was still that pandemic year, but Lolla was the first festival to really open up their grounds during that time. And we played, that was one of our first shows back, I think. And I'll never forget the feeling.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
That's amazing. Not an intimate venue out
not
there
an
at
intimate
Lollapalooza.
Venue.
No,
it was wild.
Yeah.
Really,
you have played the Greek Theater, right, as well here in town.
Sold out the Greek,
That's pretty cool.
In 2023, the night Allie found out she was pregnant, which is wild.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Was this before the performance?
Before the performance. And I didn't tell AJ until a couple days later because I was just like,
she told me 2 days later.
this is too big of a moment for us as a band.
Were there signs?
To drop this.
Oh, I would have had no clue. Yeah, no. But yeah. Allie was like, I'm not going to tell her because we're already, it was a big night for us.
Yeah, you were not picking up on anything.
No, no way.
But that's pretty good.
And I usually can read your mind.
You can read me really well. Yeah. So. I was doing my
she
best.
She took me
acting.
Out to dinner 2 days later and told me. I was
that's
freaking
amazing.
I cried.
It's amazing. Are you going to encourage the young child to get into music and entertainment?
I mean, if he's down, it would be great if he learned an instrument because I just think in general that's great for just life.
What's a good age for that, you think? Who knows?
No, like 5?
5 or 6 for piano.
That's, I think that's a good age to start.
Yeah.
I mean, some kids that are just savants, I mean, they start.
Sure.
Super young.
Yeah.
You'll know what he gravitates towards.
But I feel like
towards.
I'll know what he gravitates towards, and then I'll just try to hopefully foster that and not push him into
anything. Right,
but just
right.
Be like,
and none of it has to be professional. It's just like, if you want to pick up an instrument, what a cool thing to learn, whether it goes somewhere or not.
I would love for him to help out on the road, you know? Cool, what can he do on
that's
the road?
That's true.
That would be helpful.
Yes, what can he do on the road?
Turn him into a little road dog,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There you go. We're here with Allie and AJ on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I feel like we're going long, but, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's okay. We love it here.
In one word, here comes a tough one. Just kidding. In one word, how would you sum up the music and entertainment industry?
In general?
Yeah.
Honestly, incredibly rewarding. Because the highs are really high and the lows are really low and it can be few and far between, but I really feel like when you get that like incredible moment on stage or you get
it
the
does
call,
pay off.
It pays off.
Sure.
Like you get amazing news and you're like, this is literally everything.
This is why I do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean it's not why you do it, we do it because we love it. So you but you hope for those moments that hit a spark where you're like, okay, wow, like our song got added or so, like those things really matter to us. Like that'll never die down for us. So for me it is.
The
industry brings a ton of excitement.
It is rewarding. And I think the reason why it's rewarding is because we've also chosen to look at it that way instead of it being just a negative
space.
People
become jaded sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
And I think we almost went through our like moment of being a little jaded in our like early 20s and then came out of that.
Yeah.
Just feeling so grateful that we have music and that we're able to express ourselves in this way that some people are never given that chance, and they have massive talent, and they just aren't given the platform, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's possible to traverse. You just have to, I mean, it helps that we have each other, honestly.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For us, the industry is sisterhood, because it's the two of us, really, you know?
Right. 100%.
Doing it together against everyone that, you know, might be just in it alone and don't have that support. So we're really grateful that we have that.
It's awesome. By the time this airs, I think that the record will be available right now, but 20 Years of Into the Rush is a live album?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cool. And a retrospective, a compilation of songs over the years, or you're recreating the first record?
The very first album, front to back live.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
with our band,
so
and it was
fun.
Really special. We were really nervous.
We hadn't played some of those songs in 18 years. It was wild.
Crazy.
And just, it was a really emotional moment, like playing with our band. Also, crazy enough, our bass player at the time who played that show with us is literally from like 2006, 2007 playing with us.
Yeah.
So he was on that show.
He was on that,
going,
that
like,
first tour. He was like, I
songs.
Never toured before you guys. And that was his first really cool. run with us. And so he was playing songs from back then that he was remembering. He was like, oh, it's coming back.
And where was the live record recorded?
It was in Des Plaines. A beautiful theater in Des Plaines, right outside of Chicago.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
I love that. For my money, it doesn't get better than your version of Walking on Sunshine. I'll tell you that much.
That's very sweet. We didn't play that live.
It's fun.
But it's fun. But I mean, Katrina and the Waves, they're classic.
It's a great song.
I think a lot of kids thought that we originated that song, which made us laugh.
Of course.
Of course.
And people think we wrote Do You Believe in Magic as well, which
right,
I love.
Right.
I'm like, I wish.
I'm like, no, that was not us, but
great
thank
covers.
You.
Love that. All right, we're going to wrap it up here with a song, Places to Run. Again, all the live music in our studios off the new record, Silver Deliverer. And I've heard that audiences are really responding to this particular song, Places to Run. I don't know if that's true.
No, it is true.
No, it is, especially in a live setting, for sure.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like it's our best song in this set when it comes to like the energy of that song. And
how where it goes.
It feels like it's... it feels like we've been playing it for years as a band, which you don't always get with every song. Some songs, you know, you have to play it 50, 60 times, and then you're like, okay, we finally kind of cracked the code. But uh-huh. I feel like with that song, yeah. as a band, we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, yeah, it works.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it. Again, pleasure to meet you. Congratulations on the new record. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Well, please come. I mean, if you're able to.
Please.
I will try my best.
Yeah, number 19.
Yeah, we're going to put you on our guest list. That's easy.
Thanks very much. Again, Allie and AJ, we're going to hear Places to Run, and then you got to run.
We got to run.
Do stuff.
We have places to run and to be.
I know.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. We are 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Sign that I'm on track to getting better.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mookie. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.